Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the Word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning to you. It is time for our Sunday school lesson, glory to God. And we are going to be talking about children, gift and model. That's right, children. They're a gift and they can be used as a model. In our lesson today, we're going to find that Jesus is using the children, glory to God, to model examples of how we ought to live. How we ought to live, glory to God. So here we'll see that the children are being modeled. They're being used as models, glory to God. Happy faith.
Amen, praise God. That's right, children, gift and model. And we're going to have two parts of scripture we're going to be dealing with this morning. We're going to be coming from Mark 9, 36 through 37 and 42. And also, we're going to go to the next chapter of Mark, the 10th chapter, and it's going to be 13 through 16. Amen. Praise God. That model and gift. That you're talking about children now. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to be looking at the first part of our lesson.
Before we start on that first part of the lesson, I want to give you a little bit of background. If you study Mark, I think chapters 9 through 11, you're going to find a series, an example where the disciples want to talk about who's going to be, you know, the leader or who's going to be greater or who's going to have a position. A lot of times people, when they do a work, they're looking for what position? They're looking for power. They're looking for a place. But when you're working for the Lord, glory to God, when you're doing His will, you're not looking for a position, but you're looking to do His will. You looking to please Him. And if He chooses to elevate you, glory to God, then He's going to do it. But we don't have to box, and we don't have to fight, and we don't have to compete, glory to God. But when God gets ready to want to bless you or to elevate you or to move you into some position or into some role, then what? You have to be humble and obedient, glory to God, and allow Him to move. I think that's a good lesson when you think about it.
Amen.
We need to understand, glory to God, that is God that anoints. It is God that appoints. It is God. The only thing we are doing is availing ourselves to Him, glory to God. Yielding ourselves to Him, glory to God, and allow Him to move through us. I need to say that today, glory to God, because so many times people mess up, competing for position, for power, for prestige. That's not what it's all about. It's about service, our service to God.
Go ahead. Amen. And in part one, we're going to be looking at Jesus and a child. Jesus and a child. And as again, we are looking at Jesus, hey, taking a child as a model. And part A of part one is welcoming. I said welcoming. And verse 36 says, and He took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when He had taken him, in his arms, he said unto them. Now listen now. Jesus took the child. Jesus took a child and set the child in the midst of them.
And Pastor, what you said about the midst of them, we're talking about disciples.
That's right.
We're talking about leaders. We're talking about chosen people. We're talking about people who are being taught the word of God. And here Jesus, glory to God, is taking a child and putting this child right there in the midst of them. Not only that, he's picking up the child, glory to God. He wants them to focus on the child for a reason, glory to God. And our lesson is
going to
show that.
Amen. And as I point out, we're welcoming. He's showing a model on how he wants them to welcome this child. Now, in verse 37, dealing with the welcome now, he also, part A of 37, verse, he said, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receive me.
All right. Now, you see, as people of God, we come to God as what? As children. Because he's our what? God is our Father. Hallelujah. God is our Father. So we come to him as what? As children. So Jesus is saying, glory to God, that if we come before him, if we accept him, glory to God, we have to accept him in the humility of what? Of a child. Because we're going to our Father to be taught the word of God. As I was looking at this lesson, as I was thinking about this lesson, the why did he use this child as a model? Because we have to learn that we are the children of God. We approach God as children, approaching our parent. And we learn from our parents. So our parent, our Heavenly Father, is our what? It's our parent. And Jesus' example is that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Father and the Son are yet one, but in this position on this earth as he's come, he's what? He's the Son of God. And he's not bucking for power. He's not bucking for prestige, but he's here to do his job. So we need to be focused on what role we play. What must we do? So the humility, I think that's what the reason brought that child in, because you have to see the humility, the humbleness, the openness of a child as we approach God to receive his word.
Amen, amen. And again, we look at whosoever mm-hmm. shall receive one such as a child in my name, receive me. He's talking about them. He said, whosoever. He's talking about, there's no crowd around. He's talking to the disciples. You're going to welcome this child in my name.
And not only that, Pastor, how about when a person, an unbeliever, becomes saved? That unbeliever, when he enters what, he receives Christ, he's a child. When we come in as what? As little children. We're still children. We're still learning from God. So we have to accept that unbeliever, who now is a believer, as a little child, as a child of God, as a precious gift, glory to God. So here we find out that the humility, glory to God, the love, how do we accept, glory to God, people who are what, who are saved? They're coming as little innocent children. They're coming hungry for the word. They're coming for direction. They're coming for teaching. They're coming for you, glory to God, or whoever, glory to God, is going to be working to nurture them in the word of God. The humility of that child. Notice Jesus was able to pick up that child. Look how humble that child is. And he's able to hold that child in his arms, glory to God. Because you have to, when you come to Jesus, you come to him seeking him as what? As a father, as the guide, as the leader, as the teacher. Glory to God. So we want to be what? We have to understand that's the way we approach him. We approach him accepting him as our Lord and our Savior, as our teacher, as our leader, as our father, as our God.
Amen. And here he's trying to get them ready for how they are to accept the children that come into the body of Christ. Now, in that B part of the verse, it said, and whosoever shall receive me, whosoever shall receive me, if you're receiving me, oh, glory to God, whosoever receive me, that's the key. If they say they receiving him, he's bringing a child into the midst. He's welcoming the child. That's a model for you. You're going to have to do the same thing. receive not me. Oh, if you don't receive the child, but he that sent me. Oh, you rejecting God too. You see, you have to accept the child. You have to accept the child of God. You have the believer. We're accepting the children into the body.
It ain't unbeliever comes with childlike faith.
Yeah.
Seeking the word of God. Seeking to learn more about God. That baby is seeking to what? To learn, to hear, to understand. A babe learned how to talk, how to walk. They're being taught. So look at, compare the newborn baby beginning to grow and to be nurtured. Compare that to what a new believer, glory God. So we have to what? Show love and kindness, glory God. We have to be examples. We have to be able to help to nurture, help to lead, help to guide, help to direct them in the ways of God. A child needs what? Direction, glory God. So a newborn babe in Christ needs direction. They need to be nurtured. They don't need to be isolated. They don't need to be pushed away. But we need to receive them, glory God, just like Jesus receives us. We come to him just as we are. And we confess our sins, glory God, and we repent. And he receives us as his little children. He puts us just like Jesus put that little child in his arms, glory God. He puts us in his arms. And he allows the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in the ways of God. Because what being a Christian is what is a growing process, it's a growth process. We're learning more about God.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory. And see, right now, Jesus is pointing out to them. It's like a chain reaction. Receive the child. As you receive the child, you receive me.
Glory to God.
And if you don't receive me, you don't receive the one that sent me.
Glory
the
God.
Chain reaction. So therefore, we got to understand that God wants us bring them in. God wants us, to welcome them. Glory to God. Because guess what? You can turn a child away. They're being drawn by God. It's a chain wreck. Jesus, God sent me. And now I'm in welcome this child because he sent me to what? Bring the children in. He sent me to be what? The mediator between them and him. Glory to God. So listen. Now, again, like I said, he's trying to point out to them. Now, verse 42, it's a warning. Glory to God. It was a welcome while ago. It was a welcome. Verse 42.
37.
Verse 42.
Okay.
Verse 42. We just got through verse 47.
Okay.
I mean, verse 37.
Okay.
Verse 42, he said, you refuse the one that sent me. So now he is the warning. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him to have a millstone were hung around about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Oh, my God.
So we have to receive Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that new birth, that new believer has to receive Jesus Christ. And we have to welcome it in. We have to accept them and we have to help them. We have to nurture them. We accept them with the love of Christ. Glory to God. But he said that if you reject them, he said it's better for what? A millstone to be hung around your neck and you be cast into the sea. In other words, it's better for you to be what? To be drowned. Glory to God. Because that is not the way of God. Now, I remember a lady said one time in church, she said, I don't understand. We bring a lot of people in, a lot of people come in, but a lot of people leave out. I don't understand what's going on. Some of the problems is that the failure to nurture the new believer, the failure to bring the believer in new member classes, the failure to what to welcome them, the failure to make them feel a part of the church, the failure to what to ostracize them, the failure to look down upon them because you want to be the big I and the big you and the big somebody in the church. So see what I'm saying? So that's a form of what rejection. So sometimes what people come in and they don't feel the love. But if we are children of God, that's the way I kept looking at it. Because when we are children of God, glory to God, we are supposed to love one another. And then when new people come in, glory to God, we're supposed to welcome them in. We're supposed to help them, glory to God, to be comfortable, not to ostracize them, not looking at them. Well, she might want my position. Oh, she got a beautiful voice. She gonna take my place in the choir. Listen, it's not about that. It's about us showing the love of God. It's about us helping to nurture the children of God. It's about us opening up our arms and loving them. But when you push them away or you cause them to go back into the world, it's best for a millstone to be hung around your neck because you rejected, hallelujah, a child of God. It's so important how we receive people. It's so important how we receive people who come into the body. Glory to God. Because I can talk about it because I remember being when I was a new convert, coming in and feeling rejected and pushed aside. It was some of the mothers of the church who nurtured me or who wrapped their arms around me.
Amen.
Glory to God. But I thank God for them. But many other people just looking me up and down. Glory to God. But I thank God that there were sensitive people in the church. My pastor, sensitive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Assistant pastors, leaders in the church who were sensitive. Teachers who were teaching a new member class who were sensitive. Hallelujah. And the people didn't leave. Well, God, the new members didn't leave because they had a plan on how to welcome them and how to teach them and how to nurture them. This is important. Somebody needs to hear this today. How are you treating your new members? How are you treating people that's coming in for Christ, coming into Christ for the first time in their life? How do you treat them? How do you welcome them? How do you show the love of God?
Amen, amen. And again, it's a warning. When he said, whosoever, he was talking to the disciples, those that later became apostles. But now, if you consider yourself a disciple of God, you are a believer. When you stand up in the church and when someone come into the church, the word says, receive them, come as you are. It might be some guy that was homeless, but he found the Lord and he found his way into the doors of your church. Don't offend him because it says offend the little ones who believe in me. If he believe in Jesus, you welcome him in. You welcome him into the body.
Or alcoholic. Who was an alcoholic. They still have the smell of alcohol on them, glory to God. But they're coming looking for Jesus, glory to God. They're coming looking for a change. How do you receive them, glory to God? I like the example that he passed used about the homeless. If a homeless person comes in, he's looking for Jesus.
Amen.
He's looking for Jesus. Do you get up and walk away because you smell the weather odor on their clothes? How do you receive them if they're looking for Jesus? Glory to God. We have to be aware, glory to God, that we as children of God have to reach out like Jesus did with that little child. And we have to show love to those that will enter in, who enter into our gates, enter into our place, enter into our space, glory to God, approach us, glory to God, on the street, glory to God. We have to show love and kindness and minister the word of God to them. Glory to God.
Amen. And I look at that closely. Rather than offend them, it said it's better that a millstone be hung about your neck and you can't be kept. Can you imagine? Do you know what a millstone was? A millstone is a big stone that used to grind up grain. And can you imagine that being hung around your neck and you thrown into the sea? I mean, you're going to drown. There's no way if you, no. I don't want that kind of weight hanging on me. I want to be free. So I'm going to accept whosoever come, let him come.
Pastor, I want you to back up, reverse 37 again, one more time.
Verse 37?
Yes.
Okay,
verse
praise 37. God.
I want you to read that one more time.
Amen. Amen. Verse 37. Verse 37 says, and he, and whosoever shall receive me, receive not me, but him that sent me.
Glory to God. So Jesus said, if you receive Jesus, he said, if you receive me, he said that to his disciples. He said, you're not receiving me, but you're receiving him that sent me. Glory to God. Because Jesus said, I'm been sent by God. And that's who you receive. Now, when you receive one of the little ones, the believer, glory to God, you are receiving, hallelujah, you are reaching out and you are receiving them as children of God. You showing love to them. So that's what Jesus said. He said, look, he said, you're not receiving me. I'm here, glory to God. But you're receiving my Father, because my Father is the one who sent me, glory to God. Well, when you minister the word, it's nothing about you. It's about you, the Lord. Glory to God. And you want them to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You want them to open up their hearts. You want them to see the love of God, experience the love of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to be what? We have to be examples. Just like Jesus was our example on the earth and still is our example by studying the Word of God. He wants us to be that example. He wants us to learn how to minister to others. He wants us to show love to one another. He wants us to accept the new believers, and they're coming as what? As babes. They're coming as little children. They're coming before him. And look how Jesus picked up that child and nurtured him. Glory to God. We're to what? We're to nurture with our new believers. We're to encourage them to attend Bible class. We are to encourage them to attend Sunday school. We're to encourage them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now, again, We're going to be looking at the second part of our lesson, and that is disciples and children. Disciples and children, and that's going to be Mark 10, 13 to 16. Glory to God. Again, we're looking at welcoming part two. Welcoming. Now we're welcoming them. A part two of welcoming. Verse 13 said, and they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those that brought them. Oh, glory to God.
Now, that was just an example where he took a child and put it in his arms and showed that love. And here we find that what happened, children, people were bringing children to Jesus, glory to God, and the disciples still didn't get it. They rebuked the people for bringing little children. He said, the word says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Glory to God. In other words, you want them to come, glory to God. You want them to to get into the kingdom, glory to God. It doesn't matter how young they are, glory to God. Some of them get converted at very, very young ages. So Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. Forbid them not. So why are the disciples rebuking them? Because they don't understand the vision of the kingdom. They don't understand the role of Jesus Christ. They don't understand the importance of suffering little children to come into Jesus.
Right? Amen. Now let us get you to understand what we're saying here. Somebody might bring alcoholic to church. Again, we need to focus. Now we constantly talking about children, but we're talking about children of God. Anyone that accept Christ, they must come as a child.
Yes.
They must come out as a child, glory, with a child heart, loving the Father. Praise God.
Yes.
Now, he said they rebuked them. Why you think they rebuked them? Because them weren't the kind of folk they were looking for.
They might have been.
I can recall in a church that we was a member of in New Orleans, there was a young man that he had been in prison for murdering six people.
Wow, yeah.
And he gave his testimony. He said, I was in prison because I murdered six people. He said, but when I was in prison, God set me free.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, what is he doing here? That's a murder. How in the world are we going to? He said, I accept Jesus. That old man is dead. That's a new creature you're looking at. He said, I'm born again. I love the Lord, and I God forgave me, and I just want y'all to know that, hey, I'm so great. He just started praising and just magnifying God. But see, again, some people couldn't get around what he said he did in his old life.
See, what happened when you repent and confess, when you repent of your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Yes, he did in the past murder some people, glory to God. But he went to God. He went to Jesus Christ. He asked him to forgive him of sins. And he became born again. He came into our church a brand new man, seeking to get closer to God. Let me tell you, this man pressed his way toward God. This man became very studious in the Word of God. This man to this very day, glory God, he is preaching the gospel, glory God. He's serving as an assistant pastor in a very large ministry, glory God, in Louisiana. But what happened? What happened? Because he really met Jesus. Some people tried to reject him, but he continued pressing, glory God. Other people began to press toward him. I remember my husband was over a group called Brothers in God, and my husband invited him to join that group. He became very active in that group, very active in the church, very active in the ministry, very active in the Sunday school. Every time the doors of the church was open, he was there, glory God, because he wanted to learn more about the Lord. And guess what? Many people he ministered to in the street. Many people he brought to Christ. Many people he's still bringing to Christ. Glory to God. So you can't judge a person because of their past. Some of you know people's past. But that's what it is, their past. Because when you accept Jesus, old things are what passed away. Behold, all things become new. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. You got to stop looking at people for their past and start listening to what they're doing now, seeing them now as a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think we needed to say that. A new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. You got to accept them with the love of God. He didn't push us away. Oh, well, you used to do this, and you did that, and you did that. No. You accept them as little children. They come into God. Hallelujah. You came to him just as you were. Glory to God. And he went, and he washed you, and he cleansed you, and he's still cleaning you, and he's still washing you, and he's still molding you, and he's still shaping. See, he's still working on us. He's not through with us. Long as we have breath in our body, he's still making us better and better. Glory to God. Because we want to be more and more like Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Again, we're still welcoming them. That 14th verse says, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children
to come unto me
and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
This is the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
This is the kingdom. Those seeking me, you're looking at the children coming in to build the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
How do you receive the new convert? How do you receive the new convert? Think about that. You were once a new convert. You didn't know Jesus all your life, glory to God. You sinned, and you've come short, and you still sin, glory to God. And you still have to repent, glory to God. So how do you accept the new convert, the new person? You reach out with love. You show them love, and you try to encourage them to continue walking. You try to encourage them, glory to God, just like I had the mothers of the church who encouraged me, glory to God, who became like little role models for me, glory to God. The younger people, they want to have nothing to do with me. Oh, she wanted them holy rollers that kept seeing me with the mothers of the church. The mothers of the church would reach out to me because they saw what? They saw something. I didn't see anything in me, but they saw something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you find out that you, glory to God, if you are a child of God, we have to show love because love is of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. So if you're in a ministry, if you're in a church, if you're in a situation where new people are coming in, you have to show them the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because if you can't show love, then you know not God. Because God is love.
Okay, now let's look at, we're going to get to the warning. He done pointed out to him. He was displeased with that. He told him what the deal was, and now he's giving him the warning. Amen. And verse 15, it says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.